This is part one of a previously recorded two-part interview. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm Mike Hogan. It's very kind of you to join us today. There is a pilot program happening in several states, and Nebraska is one of them. And Nebraska Children's Home Society is taking part in a two-generation executive functioning across generations program model. It's designed to help boost children and their caregivers' executive functioning and self-regulation skills for greater success in school and, quite frankly, in life. The CEO of Nebraska Children's Home Society, Lana Temple Plotz, joins me now. Good day to you.
Good day. Thanks for having me on.
Can you explain this pilot program? Where did this come from?
Yes, this came from the Center for the on the Developing Child at Harvard University. Harvard University Center for the on the Developing Child has a Frontiers of Innovation, and that's a portfolio of projects at sites across the country and outside the United States. And these projects are designed to evaluate and adapt innovative programs for young children and families who are facing adversity. And we were brought forward with this project through our partnership with Children's Home Society of America, which is Children's Home Society organizations across the country. And we partner with Frontiers of Innovation as part of their learning community around these innovative things. And so our project, as you mentioned, is executive functioning across generations. So we're working with a curriculum developer out of Minneapolis called the Family Partnership, and we're adapting his curriculum, their curriculum, in some of our programming here in Nebraska.
I would say the number one tenet of the Nebraska Children's Home Society is the protection and care of children to make sure that they end up in a very good situation. The children that have come to you have gone through some tough times. So with what type of caution did you look at this program before you said, yes, we can try an experiment, if you will?
That's a really good question. What's really exciting about this opportunity is it's really focused around brain science, and that brain science is focused on how we can support responsive relationships between parents and their children, how we can help reduce those sources of stress for those families, and how we can strengthen those core life skills. So a huge part of what we do here at Nebraska Children's Home Society is ensure safe and loving care for all children. And so one of those pieces that we look at very closely is how can we support parents parenting children, as you know, during difficult times, and help them ensure that they have all the tools in their tool bag to be the best parents that they could be.
Can you talk about, at a granular level, give us some examples of what is it that the parents and the children are learning?
Perfect. So the pieces that they're really focused in on are what are called internal state words. And these are words that help you, as a young child, express your feelings and talk about your emotions. And as you can imagine, kids who are in preschool age have difficulty doing that. And so when they have difficulty doing that and don't have the right words to tell how they're feeling, it's hard for parents to interpret that and know what to do. And so this curriculum utilizes books and songs and hands-on activities with young children to help them identify those internal feelings and put words to those feelings. And then the parent curriculum helps the parents understand how does a child's brain develop and how can I use those internal state words to help them identify their feelings. And when you're able to do that as a parent, then you have this what's called serve and return. So you're engaging your child with these words and you're understanding what they're feeling and they're repeating those words back to you. And the child is understanding that you know what they're feeling, and so there's that connection between the parent and the child. And so that is what's really important about this curriculum. It's very simple, but it's very complex on the brain science side. So it's teaching parents to understand where their children are coming from on an emotional level and react in a way that's positive and reinforcing around those emotions, and it gives both the child and the parent the words to use to describe the child's feelings.
Can you give us an example of some of these words so that we can understand what this means?
Yes. So, for example, through the use of books and songs, we would help a child identify if they were angry or if they were hurt or sad.
Right. But I mean, how? I mean, I know what sad means. So right. What is different that is happening? I mean, how is a 4-year-old going to better identify with the word sad by saying some other word? And what is that other word?
So we would help them through the books and the songs to identify characters who have similar feelings and put words to those feelings that character is feeling, and then identify how that feels for them internally. So identifying internally when you're feeling sad, and then having the parent be able to help them pick that out. So by their behaviors, be able to say to a child, you know, right now you are yelling or you're crying, and are you frustrated or are you sad? And this is what that looks like.
Join us tomorrow for the conclusion of our interview at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m.